keeping you informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. Police say a naked man bit his own dog and attacked them in Lawrence. Brandon Dixon has more.
It reportedly happened at a gas station on West 6th Street Wednesday afternoon after the man refused to leave the store's bathroom. When cops arrived, they found the unidentified man without clothes on, and he refused to comply with commands and began fighting them when they tried to arrest him. Officers reportedly used a taser twice, but the man continued to resist arrest, and then he allegedly bit his dog's ear and neck and refused to release his grip. Several police were injured, including one with a bite wound, while the canine suffered minor injuries. I'm Brandon Dixon.
The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is investigating a fatality accident near Northwest Carlson Road and Northwest 39th that happened Thursday around 4:30 a.m. The person who was hit by the vehicle died at the scene. The circumstances surrounding the accident are under investigation, and anyone who might have seen it or have video or tips should contact the Shawnee County Sheriff's Office. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Farm Bureau says changes are needed in the Waters of the U.S. rule and is asking the EPA for more clarity.
We're seeking a clear definition that allows for identification of which waters are relatively permanent and connected to traditional interstate navigable waterways and thus appropriate for a federal jurisdiction.
Farm Bureau attorney David Schilling says the EPA is going to conduct listening sessions with various stakeholders, including farmers and ranchers, to see what changes need to be made.
Next, we anticipate EPA will issue a proposed rule that takes into account what the agency learned in those listening sessions. And then American Farm Bureau Federation and other interested parties will provide comments on that proposed rule to guide EPA in making any needed changes. And then finally, EPA will presumably issue a final rule.
Learn more at FB.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 81. North winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 51. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 82. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 54 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State Women's Golf is headed to the NCAA Championship for the first time in program history after they tied for second. While senior Carla Burnett was the individual champion of the 2025 Lexington Regional after final round play on Wednesday at the par 72 Kenny Trace Golf Club, K-State entered Wednesday in third place and six shots clear of the cut line. They turned in the round of the day at 10 under par 278, which is tied for the eighth lowest round in program history. Burnett, the 24-25 Big 12 Player of the Year, earned her third win of the season and fifth as a Wildcat. Her 54-hole score of 12 under par 204 tied the school record set by fellow senior Sophie Bird 3 months ago at the Westbrook Invitational. The 2025 NCAA Championship begins on Friday, May 16th with the first of 3 days of stroke play. Following Sunday's third round, the field will cut to 15 teams and the top nine individuals of non-advancing teams for the fourth and final round on Monday the 19th to determine the top eight teams that will advance to match play as well as the 72-hole individual champion. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
The Beloit track and field team rolled into Blue Rapids, Kansas yesterday at the Valley Heights Invitational and combined for 38 medals, dominating the competition across multiple events, competing against teams such as Clifton, Clyde, Frankfort, Onega, Riley County, Rossville, and Valley Heights. The Trojans walked away with first place finish in the girls and second place in the boys. Team scores included the Beloit girls crossing the 200-point mark with a score of 204. Riley County was second, 122. Clifton Clyde, 106. Frankfort, 52. Valley Heights, 52. Rossville 35. In the boys division, Riley County won at 182. Beloit was second with 118. Clifton Clyde tied for second with 118. Valley Heights 93. Frankfort 51. Rossville 28. Onega 6. In the girls, Tatum Seifert continued her domination, winning the discus 143 feet, and the shot put 43 feet 5.5 inches. Autumn Lorenz won in the javelin 126.3. Dakota Gray captured the 100 meter hurdle 16.04. Reese Richards won the 1600 meter run 6:05.99. The 4x100 meter relay team of Bentley Pruitt, Dakota Gray, Autumn Lorenz, and Brecken Boudreaux won in a time of 50.71. In the 4x400 relay team on the girls' side, Autumn Lorenz, Ashlyn Loomis, Ellie Olson, Scarlett Ludwig won it with a time of 4:19.25. Silver medalists were Brecken Boudreaux in the long jump, 18 feet. Addie Budke in the shot put, 39.8.5. Reese Richards, 800-meter run, 2:41.17. And Dakota Gray in the 200-meter dash, 27.68. Bronze medals went to Autumn Lorenz in the long jump, 16 feet, 11 inches. Britton Hilt in the high jump, 5 foot. Samantha Thompson in the discus, 121.6. Addie Butke in the javelin, 115.3. Zeta Purvis was third in the pole vault, 9 feet. Landry Linton was third in the shot put, 34.11. Bentley Pruitt was third in the 100-meter dash, 13.41. On the boys' side, the Trojans claimed 4 gold, 2 silver, and 8 bronze medals, including senior Eli Johnson winning the discus 167.7 and the shot put 60 feet 6.5 inches. Brooks Jones won the javelin 175.5. Jacob Hand won the 300-meter hurdles 42.76. Griffin Johnson was second in the discus 143.6 and shot put 55.4.5. Bronze medal winners were Jacob Hand in the long jump 18.11. Riley LePon in the pole vault, 10-1. Brody Linton in the shot put, 54.6.25. Parker Lund, 300-meter hurdles, 44.26. And getting third in the 4x400 relay boys team was Parker Lund, Kale Lenners, Gavin Wright, Jacob Hand, 3:45.83. The Trojans will be back in action at home on Thursday, May 15th, when they host the NCAA League meet. This meet will feature both junior high and high school athletes. Junior high field events begin at 12:30, followed by running events at 1:30, while the high school competition kicks off at 3 p.m. Beloit Trojan golfers were in Ellsworth yesterday. The team finished second behind Hoisington, who shot 175. Beloit shot 178. Hayes TMP 179. Republic County 181. Russell 188. Ellenwood 191. Ellsworth 192, Lyons 197, Larned 210, Minneapolis 211. Jennings Sloan of Beloit won it with a score of 38. Also in the top 10 was junior Luke Cheney, who shot a 44. Other Beloit Trojan golfers were Grant Larson shooting a 47. Hudson Remus shot a 49. Jackson Cheney shot a 50. And Carter Germark shot a 51. This meet was shortened due to rain and thunder to 9 holes. Tonight in baseball, the Beloit baseball team hosts Clay Center at 4-6. And in the Beloit softball, will travel to Belleville to place Republic County at 4-6. And in sports, you can't make this stuff up. Freshman Hayden Nichols, a golfer at Beloit, shot 83 yesterday at the Rooks County Golf Course. What makes this so great was this was in the 2025 Plainville JV Showcase. For winning the event, Hayden Nicholson was handed the brown jacket, which compares to the green jacket in the Masters, for winning the tournament. Congratulations, Hayden Nicholson, winning the 2025 Plainville JV Showcase and receiving a jacket for winning the championship. This has been John Bowden, 94.1. Z96.3 Sports.